My understanding is that the votes are not there, and that's why the bill is not up on the floor.
Senate Democratic Leader Nan Rich is among the opponents of the prison privatization bill that was expected to be taken up on the Senate floor Wednesday. For a prison privatization bill to pass, it's going to require a majority vote of the 40-member body. But Senate Bill 2038 may not have all the votes it needs.
That's not even an opinion. That's a fact.
Republican Senator Paula Dockery says she knows the bill would have been gutted had it been taken up for a vote. And she says she's also sure one of the amendments filed by Republican Senator Mike Fasano to derail the bill would have passed. That amendment would have delayed prison privatization for a year until a study was done to prove the cost savings.
Every day they keep trying to change opinions, and I don't think anybody else is going to change at this point. The bill would die, the amendment would pass. And that's the way it was Tuesday, that's the way it was Wednesday, that's the way it is today. I think the removing of Senator Fasano might be a message to other Republicans that they could lose their chairmanships. And I think that that's a very unfortunate way to lead a chamber.
Senate President Mike Haradopoulos removed Fasano from two Senate budget committees Wednesday, including one Fasano chairs. Haradopoulos says Fasano lost the chairmanship due to his inability to make tough budget decisions, not his beliefs on prison privatization. Fasano, though, has said he's hopeful Republicans who chair a committee won't lose their chairmanship if they're opponents of prison privatization like him. Republican Senator Greg Evers, who chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, says he's not concerned, even though he, like Fasano, is a no vote. He says to get the necessary yes votes, all the Senate leadership has to do is start from scratch, make the bill go through the proper committees, and prove to everyone that there is, in fact, a set cost savings.
And not starting with 50, coming to 40, to 22, to 20, to $18 million. I mean, lay it out there. If there is a savings, I feel reasonably sure that the bill would move. But until that determination is made, until the full extent of the process is utilized, I don't feel like that we can do anything as far as allowing that bill to move forward.
Governor Rick Scott has been trying to drum up support by meeting with Republican senators to switch their vote. Scott also met with Senator Charlie Dean, but the Inverness lawmaker says he wouldn't budge.
We did have a discussion, and he is very committed to trying to balance the budget of this state. I support him. This particular instance is just one that I disagree. When it comes to the day-to-day operation of jailing people for profit, I don't support that.
Senator Mike Fasano says he will continue to lobby against the bill, and he knows the opposite will be true with Haradopoulos.
I'm sure he's going to do everything he can between now and then, or now and next week, or now before session ends, which is about, 3.5 weeks to go, will do everything he can to get the votes. Once he feels confident that he has the votes, he'll probably bring the bill up.
But Haradopoulos says he's expecting to take the bill up again next week, and he disagrees that by delaying the vote, he will get the votes.
I think the vote is extremely close, and as you know, Senator Bullard is not here, and so we're paying a lot of respect to everyone. And so hopefully she'll be back. I don't anticipate voting yes. So odds are, it's not by delaying it, so I'm not picking up votes.
So far, the clear yes votes include Senate President Mike Haradopoulos, Senate President-designate Don Gates, Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander, Senator John Thrasher, Senate Majority Leader Andy Gardner, and Senator Ellen Bogdanoff, who's taking over Fasano's chair seat. Haradopoulos says if the Senate votes down the bill, then they'll have to cut $16 to $30 million elsewhere in the budget, like education or health care. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.